Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Kelly Fox, and we are here to talk about the 12 steps to freedom. Tonight, we are starting the next step, which is step 7, and it is surrender. Tonight, it's introduction night, so that means anything goes, and we are excited to talk about this topic. I think it is very timely for this situation that we are at hand in the world today, and so I'm interested what the coaches are bringing to us tonight. My beautiful co-host, Terry Sayer, is not on the call just yet, so I will go ahead and introduce our guest coach tonight, which is Christine Flynn. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be here with you, Kelly.
I am excited to have you. This is going to be, I think, a great topic, and I'm excited to get talking about it.
To start us off,
why don't you explain to us what does surrender mean to you?
Well, the word surrender, when I was thinking about that for tonight, it is pretty much a let go of, give in to, and let go of, really kind of give in to. Out of curiosity, I looked it up in the dictionary, and I guess some of the original meaning or use of it was actually during war or having an opponent, referring to ceasing resistance to an enemy or opponent and submitting to their authority, which, we hear about that, and I thought, oh, my gosh, it made me think of fear right away, because I know you and Terry talk about fear and freedom, and fear shows up in those ways. So, a giving into, a releasing, and I think especially in this time and the world as we're living in it now, that to have more of a gentleness around it is something that's come to mind for me. Not that it's easy to do either, though. How about you?
No. I love that you said in the meaning of the word from the dictionary. And you know, when I used to think about surrender, I thought about, waving the white flag, and it's almost like a sense of giving up. But I love that you said about submitting your power to, because I think a lot of us do submit our power to fear in this war of, fear trying to keep us small and trying to keep us safe. But in the same time, it's keeping us small and in situations that are possibly not good for us and not where we want to be, right? So I love that you gave that example of submitting our power to, because I think that so often we do that, especially in this time right now. I think a lot of people are submitting themselves to fear and getting stuck in it and not really knowing what to do with it. And so I just think that's a great way of looking at it. So thank you for that. I definitely think of it as giving my power over to my higher power, which for me is my Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. And just saying, okay, I don't have anything else I can do with this. It's in your hands. Whatever is meant to happen is gonna happen. And then, just try to trust that what happens is for my good. But I think that it can also mean just surrendering to the process. We all have a plan and a path in front of us, and I can tend to be a person that wants to make things happen and, you know, just push, and sometimes that's not necessarily what needs to happen or what is going to happen. And so it's surrendering to the path that is in front of me and what is meant for me and that all of that that entails. My beautiful co-host is here now. Sorry, just a second, Christine. Oh. We'll come back to the question. I just want to introduce and let everyone know that Terry Sayre is here. And let her say hello.
Hello. I'm sorry. I was on a call in the city. All kinds of stuff happening today.
I bet.
Everywhere.
All right. Christine, what was your question that you were going to ask?
Hi, Terry. Glad to hear you're here.
Hi.
And,
hi.
So we're getting into the what surrender means. And Kelly, you were just saying that when you think about kind of giving into, say, letting things go and schedule, what I was going to ask you, what do you find? What happens for you when you do that?
It's different probably for each situation. If it's something that I really want to happen, there definitely is a time of disappointment and grief that what I'm really wanting isn't what's going to happen. But then other times it's a relief. Oh, I don't have to make that happen? Okay, cool. You know? And that pressure is off of me. But I don't think it's probably the same every way. Trust is not an easy thing for me to do, especially when it comes to myself. I can trust others usually more than I can trust myself. But as I've been working on trusting myself more, I find that when the situation involves that, I'm getting a little bit better. Terry, why don't you share with us your feelings around surrender and what that means to you?
Sure. That's something that I've worked on a lot the last couple of years, especially, I don't know, I'm not sure exactly when I started working on it, but recognizing that it was something that would bring me a lot more peace in my life and help me to be content or at peace with my life. And so I practiced surrendering, and for me it's surrendering to my higher power. So it was recognizing and being willing to say, do I really believe that God has my back? Do I really believe that what's happening in my life is what's meant to be happening? And am I ready to, at this point, to surrender to that? And so for me, it was really I took a particular situation with a family member that was really causing me unhappiness and sadness. And I said, okay, I'm going to give it to you. You know, and I'm talking to my Heavenly Father. I'm going to give it to you. You say that your yoke can carry any burden, and I'm going to give it to you. And then I'm going to trust that because I'm giving it to you and I'm surrendering it to you, that the burden will be off my heart and my heart will not be so heavy and I won't be crying and sad all the time. And so I prayed and I said to the Lord, here it is. I'm giving it to you. And now I'm going to go forth and live my life as if this is no longer a burden to me. And surprisingly, I was able to do that. And that then just, it accelerated my faith. And so that was really helpful. And then one day I said, okay, I know how to surrender now, so can things go back to the way they were? And then I realized, oh, there's more to this. And so I said, okay, I'm willing to practice surrendering this to you. And not that I don't have those moments when I miss this person, And I'm sad that this person is not in my life as much as they used to be. But I don't have the heaviness and I don't have mm-hmm. that sadness. I mean, I'll feel sad for a moment and then I'll just say, okay, I've given that to the Lord. I'm not going to let that affect my joy, my peace, as I go mm-hmm. through my life. And so that really taught me that I can surrender. And that was something very, very dear to me. I mean, it wasn't like I surrendered eating chocolate. It was I surrendered mm-hmm. this connection that was yeah. no longer physically there in my life. And so that taught me so much about the principle of surrendering. And if I can surrender that, then I can surrender mm-hmm. other things in my life that are holding me back and keeping me from being joyful and having peace. And so that was my experience. And I think that happened maybe 2 years ago, maybe not quite that long ago, Kelly, I can't remember.
Started about 5 years ago.
Yeah, the separation. And it was just so, you know, I was just so unhappy and wanting things to be the way they used to be and, you know, trying to live in the past. And so surrendering that was a real, real experience for me that led me to more peace, which is inner peace, which is my wholeness. And so that was my experience. Mm. And having that experience now, I can anchor other things in my life and surrender them as well, knowing that my faith has been tested and strengthened and proven. So that's where I am on surrendering.
That's really beautiful. Like you, I believe in God and I have a strong faith, and I'm thinking of different things over my life too that I've surrendered to God and, you know, ask for his guidance and sometimes strength, you know, whatever it is to get through those things. And I guess I'm also thinking about kind of other things that come up, and maybe especially now, because in a way we've all been with the world, the health circumstances, everybody mm-hmm. having to stay home by mm-hmm. almost by, it's almost like a forced having to surrender in some ways, not being able to go out and, you know, go about our daily business and work and life mm-hmm. like we always do. And thinking about maybe what struggles people have. I don't know if any of your callers are on the line to speak to what, you know, what are they feeling like they have to surrender, or what are they struggling with surrendering in some ways, or what would they like to surrender in today's climate, or I don't know. What do you think could be?
Oh, I think that's a really good example. I mean, the concept of not being able to go outside, at first it was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to do that. And yet, I love it. You know, it's just like it's taken away so much stress from my life. And I mm-hmm. think, you know, I could have just really fought it. But mm-hmm. because it's been, you know, I don't love the fact that we have this virus in our community, in our world, and that people are mm-hmm. struggling with that. But I mean, for me, it's been so freeing to be able mm-hmm. to stay home and nurture myself and feed myself and get my energy. And so, and I think that's because I was willing to surrender that, you know,
mm-hmm.
just mm-hmm. see what possibilities there are. Surrender yourself to the possibilities. So I don't know.
Yeah. I think also things that we can surrender. Obviously right now we've all surrendered some aspect of control. Because mm-hmm. lots of things are closed or things are not available, or we're supposed to remain home. We're supposed to keep our social distance. So maybe people have lost jobs or aren't working or missed trips or opportunities mm-hmm. that they had planned that no longer can happen. And when I think of that, I also think of dealing with grief. Grief mm-hmm. over these situations and experiences lost. But also I think something that our listeners could think about at this time where they have more time to be reflective is surrendering limiting beliefs, surrendering negative self-talk, surrendering, you know, self-destructive behaviors, you know, and really thinking about things like that that we can surrender, we can let go of, we can create other more powerful, empowering things to go in their place. Because we can't stop doing something. We have to start doing something else, right? So what are these things that we can start doing now that we have all this time to replace all these things that we were doing before?
Yeah, that's a really helpful thinking. I love that. And it's also reminding me, you mentioned about how the loss of control is something that, because things have been taken away from us, and at the same time, there are still so many things that we all have control over from the time we get up till the time we go to bed. And so really kind of regaining some internal, not necessarily peace, because there's a lot of turmoil in some people's lives, I'm sure, with what's happening, but really focusing on what you do have control over and recognizing all of those things, from, you know, maybe what you eat, what time you go to bed, how much sleep you get, how much water you drink, and taking care of yourself especially is important during this time, because I think we're all at kind of our nervous systems are a little escalated just by default because of everything that's happened, because this is so different. So surrendering to... Sorry,
go ahead, Christine. Finish your thought.
Oh, that's... So I've been kind of thinking of it that way, like surrendering the things that I don't have control over anymore. And I've also found, like, for example, even going to church on Sundays, and I enjoy a morning mass. One of the things I've discovered is I can go online and attend churches that are all over the world. And so I'm seeing these beautiful buildings, or hearing different priests give their thoughts on different things. And it's really fascinating. And I, in my own mind's eye, I try to envision myself being in that place. So it's kind of a beam me up out of my house to somewhere else to be able to enjoy something different. And I would have never chosen to do that before this. So I think if there's some of that little bit of ray of hope, ray of light, you know, where's an opportunity? That's, I guess, what I've been finding myself asking the question more is, where's there an opportunity in this with the difference than the things that we've had to surrender?
Okay, ladies, we have a caller on the line. So I am going to open their mic and see what they have to share. Hello, caller.
Wonderful.
Hey, Kelly, it's Victoria.
Hey, Victoria. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We are good. Would you like to share with us what you're doing at this time to support yourself?
Let's see. Well, I was just focusing on my coaching business, so I got getting that going. I was kind of stuck a little bit. But this time has given me the opportunity to be home. I love being home. So, I mean, work is great. I love my job, but you know, the boys are home, and so just making time for the boys and just listening to them play music, you know, relaxing. I started painting. Actually, at the beginning of last week, maybe Tuesday, I started painting, and then I stopped, and then last night I picked it up again. So you'll be seeing some of my paintings in a little bit.
Awesome. That is cool. I love that you've taken this opportunity with time to pick up a habit, you know, a habit, maybe that's not the right word, but to explore your talent with painting.
Yes.
And then also being able to put more time into your coaching business to help people, especially at this time with their fear I love that.
Yes.
Christine,
thank you.
Do you have anything you'd like to share with Victoria?
Can I ask? I'm curious if the surrender, what have you surrendered? What have you found in all of this and being home that you've had to surrender?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I was thinking about that because, you know, I have an 8-to-5 job. And my son was up in San Francisco when this all happened. And so, you know, having to be at work, him being away, and then, you know, the anxiety that came along with it. So I had a lot of, you know, like, you know, as far as like, what if I don't work anymore? I don't have any money and all this, you know, fear that, you know, we weren't going to have enough food, all this stuff going on in my mind at one time. So I had to remind myself that we're safe. Everything I could only do what I can do in my own control, you know, what I have control in. So I guess I had to surrender trying to be everything, I guess, trying, you know, taking care of my mom, taking care of the boys, and just that anxiety, you know, and just reminding myself, though, I'm not sure exactly what I surrendered. I guess I surrendered just those thoughts of, you know, thinking of the worst. So I really just kind of focusing on what I can do to ease my mind. So that comes with the painting, and it took a while for my anxiety to go, and it still comes, of course. But I just have to remind myself that I can only control what I can control. I don't have control on anything else. You know, so we stay home safe and everyone's safe in our home.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, ladies, we are almost out of time. Thank you so much, Victoria, for coming on and sharing with us what you're doing to take care of yourself.
Now I know how to get on.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I love it. I'm going to take your mic off now so we can close. Have a great day.
You too.
Be safe. Be well.
All right. Well, that was awesome. I love having callers come on. And I loved what she said about surrendering the anxiety and surrendering kind of what we were talking about earlier of not what she couldn't control and focused on what she could. Love that. Well, we love having you on the show tonight, Christine.
Well, thank you.
Always.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, we appreciate all that you bring to us and our listeners.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thanks. We remind our listeners that the 12 Steps of Freedom and all that we share come from Rhonda Britton, and you can learn more about her at fearlessliving.org. And we love you coming back each week. We'll see you again next Monday. We will be at our normal time of 9 p.m. And until then, be fearless, everyone.
Be fearless.
Take care.
Thank you. Take care. Be well.